Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Lois Heron, writer and blogger from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Lois Heron shares what God has been doing in her life.
Greetings, friends. Hear the words with me from the gospel reading today from St. Luke chapter 7. When Jesus had finished all his words to the people, he entered Capernaum. A centurion there had a slave who was ill and about to die, and he was valuable to him. When he heard about Jesus, he sent the elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and save the life of his slave. They approached Jesus and strongly urged him to come, saying, "He deserves to have you do this for him, for he loves our nation, and he built the synagogue for us." And Jesus went with them. But when he was only a short distance from the house, the centurion sent his friends to tell Jesus, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Therefore, I did not consider myself even worthy to come to you. But say the word, and let my servant be healed." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him, and turning, said to the crowd around him, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." When the messenger turned and returned to the house, they found the slave in good health. The words of the centurion to Jesus probably sound quite familiar to you, don't they? We pray those words at every Mass in preparation to receive the Eucharist just after we have read the Liturgy of the Word. This is what I appreciate about the Liturgy of the Mass. As we read the Gospel, we are connected to another's interaction with Jesus, and that draws us up into the eternal now of God's kingdom and the worship we are partaking in the Mass. So let's consider the narrative as it applies to us as well. It is evident that the Roman centurion had won the hearts of the Jews there in Capernaum. They spoke highly of him. That in itself said something of the man, because centurions were responsible for enforcing discipline from Rome that was very often counterculture to the Jews. We can also assume that the centurion believed Christ was a healer. He had apparently witnessed the healing work of Jesus in his interactions with the Jews, but he was an outsider. Rather than approaching Jesus himself, he asked some of his Jewish friends in the synagogue to request a word of healing from Jesus for one of his slaves. The centurion's humility is revealed in that action. The narrative unfolds. The servant is healed with just a word from the Lord. In this reading, we see the immensity of Christ's mercy toward the centurion and his slave, revealed in the healing of the slave received based on the centurion's faith. Now, to the present day church, us, in the reading of God's word, in the worship of the Mass, the liturgy ushers us from that gospel scene back into our lives to consider and to bring glory and honor to the Lord. That is how God's mercy works in our lives, and we are reminded of it at every Mass. So let's turn our attention to the liturgy of the Mass. One of the most worshipful moments in the liturgy of the Eucharist is when we kneel as a congregation of worshipers of the eternal Lamb of God and sing together with angels, saints, martyrs, and the faithful who have preceded us into the eternal worship of God. Our priest holds up the host before us and declares, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." We, using the posture of our body, indicate the posture of our soul as we are preparing to receive the Eucharist. We kneel and bow our head, recognizing our unworthiness, and we pray just as the centurion prayed. "Lord, I am not worthy for you to enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul will be healed." It is a sober moment that moves me to tears as I think of how great Christ's love must be for me in his sacrifice on the cross. Here's the consideration for us today. How confident are we in the Lord's mercy when we pray those words at Mass? Do we, like the centurion, believe that Jesus is already responding to our deepest need? In fact, he already has. Do we expect mercy to flow into our lives, saturating us with virtue and hope? When we rise to walk toward our priest to receive Christ's body and blood in the Eucharist, do our spirits ring with affirmation that we receive salvation and healing as we respond with our amen? How is it with your soul today, friend? Do you find yourself in the centurion's faith? Do you find yourself in the slave's disease? Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Sometimes we forget that, methinks. Let's pray as Saint Faustina prayed when she received the Eucharist, affirming our faith in Christ's healing virtues poured into our lives as we receive Christ's body and blood in the Eucharist. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I ask pardon of you for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, and do not love you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Thank you for listening to today's reflection. If you enjoyed today's reflection, please consider supporting the With You Always podcast and the other Come Follow Me projects through a financial gift. You can join our support team by visiting comefollow.me/support. Or if you prefer, you can donate through Venmo using the username CoFOME. That's CoFOME. 100% of all financial gifts are used to support Come Follow Me's ongoing and upcoming projects and to further fulfill our mission of assisting disciples on the journey. Thank you in advance for your support. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.co. At Sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out Sushipe.co and get involved today.